This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1799. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 11th, Armenia, Bangladesh, Belarus, Bhutan, Biafra, Bolivia, China, Czechia, East Turkestan, Finland, Germany, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Korea, Kurdistan, Mali, Mexico, Micronesia, Mongolia, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Somaliland, South Africa, Spain, Sudan South, USA, Western Sahara, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Roman Pankov in Sofia, Bulgaria updates us. On the shortwave station in Stepanakert, Nagorno-Karabakh, which you might file under Armenia or Azerbaijan, he says since November 2nd, it is heard at the following times in Azeri and sometimes during interviews in Russian. Monday to Saturday, 0420 to 0610 UT on 11760 and 0820 to 1410 on 9677, but the times vary by 5 to 15 minutes. Actually, the mode is more like FM than AM, which makes it extremely distorted when listening in the AM mode. He says the FM ranges were 11754 to 11761 and 9671 to 9681. A non-log of Radio Simban, the Greek ethnic station in New South Wales, from Ron Howard in California. He says since mid-July they have been off the air through November 8th. Will they return again? The frequency was 2368.47. Another station Ron Howard is not hearing, but only lately and presumably temporarily, Bangladesh Betar, the home service on 4750. Not hearing any trace of them November 9th, 10th, or 11th, about 1200 UT and subsequently. Is it off the air or just poor conditions? Of course, Indonesia and maybe China are also near that same frequency. Tobias Squared in Germany says, currently we can hear quite a bit on longwave in Central Europe. Due to longer hours of darkness, this is the season to check it out. And of course, since there are only one main station on most of the frequencies, they're not hard to identify. He also notes that Poland is currently off the air from maintenance on 225 kHz, and about Belarus on 279. He says it's only barely modulated, can't be more than a few percent of the audio modulation level, while the nominal 500 kilowatt carrier is quite strong and even audible during the day at times. The next frequency down, 270 from Czechia, is the opposite. Heavily compressed, but thus well audible audio on a relatively weak carrier of only 60 kilowatts. Not exactly a powerhouse on long wave, but outperforms Belarus audibility by a lot. About BBS Bhutan, which is about 50 hertz below 6035, Ron Howard in California notes on November 2nd at 11:09, it was clearly in English. It seemed to be gone after 11:21, mixing with PBS Yunnan, China. On November 5th, it was running past its normal sign-off in English until 1200, still going at 13:27, still with QRM from China. On November 9th, still running late with its usual format, on the air at 13:45, with interference from PBS Yunnan. He says Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan reports BBS doing well as late as 14:30 UT. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, using an SDR in Brisbane, Australia, measured at only 48 hertz below 6035. He says it was undermodulated with interference from the voice of Shangri-La in China. That was 11:05 UT on November 10th. We reported last week that the clandestine radio Biafra had been taken off the air with an explanation from the side of the Nigerians And now, from the side of the Biafrans, Kai Ludwig found this in the Biafra Times. Our current limitation on shortwave was as a result of the dirty game of the British Nigerian government, who went to those carrying our shortwave signal to threaten and induce them with a mouth-watering bribe to agree to drop our signal. In place, British Nigeria implanted their propaganda message to give the impression that they have taken over the operations of Radio Biafra. Of course, this is not the first time they have played out the old game of deceit, which they are excellent at orchestrating, imposter par excellence. Therefore, all our esteemed listeners should henceforth desist from tuning into the shortwave frequency 15560. The Hausa Fulani cloned Nkumdidi Chukwuemeka, the female announcer, is not a Biafran and does not have any connection with IPOB or Radio Biafra. Moreover, we pledge to announce to the general listening public our different shortwave listening posts as soon as the logistics and testing of a new frequency are concluded. Via the GRA blog in Argentina, an item from the Bolivian website, Pagina7.bo, in Spanish, says there's a risk of closure of 450 radio stations in Bolivia. President of the Bolivian Association of Broadcasters says this is a very important matter. At least 450 Bolivian radio stations could disappear, which have been cataloged as enemies by the government, including some of the most important ones in the country. Many of the licenses expire in 2016 or 2017. Those of Radio Fides and Erbol in October 2016. And 3 months later, in January 17th, that of Radio Panamericana, the other Bolivian station with national coverage and influence. If you'd like to hear Fire Dragon or Fire Drake music jamming from China, try this. On November 11th, Ron Howard in California was hearing it on 7470 and 6125 at 1243 UT. Although it was mixed with other jamming of CNR1 programming, these were against Radio Free Asia. In PlayDX, Uwe Zinnewald in Germany heard Firedrake at 19 UT, October 29th, on 9860. Ron Howard reminds us of this Saturday-only English program from Voice of Strait, 4940, called Focus on China. He heard it November 7th from 15 to 1530 UT, starting with a pop song in English and only two news items. The ID was you're listening to Focus on China, Voice of Strait broadcast station. And at 1530, this is the voice of Taiwan Strait News Radio. He says it was very readable. PBS Xinjiang, East Turkestan, have made their usual winter frequency changes. Ron Howard in California says 4850 is active again, heard November 3rd at 1212. And not to be confused with All India Radio Kohima. Also being heard again are 4980 and 5060. Each of these is a different domestic language service. Via Roberto Scaglione, bclnews.it, a note from the Terrible Twins, Peter Hills and Philippe, that Radio Waves International is celebrating its 32nd birthday with broadcasts Sundays in November via Germany at 10 to 11 UT on 7265 and 11 to 12 on 9485. That's MV Baltic Radio. Furthermore, our own transmitters on the 48 or 41 meter bands may also be on the air. Walt Salmonave in British Columbia says, I focused on an article via Facebook about a young journalist employed by YLE in Finland and how she was targeted by despicable trolls who've done everything to discredit her and YLE. What caught my eye was that one of our own, DXer Mika Mikkelainen, has also been targeted. His real job is also with YLE, a sickening turn of events. It's at the YLE website with a complicated URL, which will be available in the next DX Listening Digest, number 15-45, when published via worldofradio.com. But you might be able to find it by searching on the title, My Year as a Pro-Russia Troll Magnet. Hans-Jürg Biener forwards press info from Deutsche Welle about a new audio crime thriller for young Africans entitled Crime Fighters. Four young detective teams are the protagonists, a gripping new series of radio dramas tackling challenges and perils faced by African youths. Of course, they're much into podcasting now, but apparently it's also on shortwave. In communication of the British DX Club, here is the complete English schedule, what's left of it, from Deutsche Welle. At 04 to 05, 9800 South Africa and 11800 Madagascar. 05 to 06, 7425 and 9800 South Africa, 15275 via Madagascar. And at 07 to 08, 15275 Madagascar and 17800 via UAE. All of these, of course, intended only for Africa. Ron Howard in California has been keeping an ear on the Indonesian on 3905, Program 1 of RRI Merauke. Through November 5th, it had been silent, and he was afraid it was gone again. However, on November 9th, it was on the air again. 1140 UT with a radio drama, pre-news theme music at 1159, then Jakarta News, which ended at 1225. It was still on the air at 1330. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany measured it on 3904.981, November 10th at 1010 UT via a receiver in Brisbane, Australia. Ron Howard continued to listen and reports this on November 11th. Multiple newscasts at 12, 13, and 14 UT. An RRI jingle at 12:58. Time pips were a full minute late at 13:01. The news may have been local, including commentary and economic news, ending at 13:23 with an ID for Pro Satu RRI Merauke. Of course, there's ham interference on the 75, or as they call it, 80-meter band. He was hearing news headlines at least at 14:03. Ending at 14:06 with a normally played patriotic song. The hardcore DX Art Delibert in Maryland says he was hearing a carrier on 3905, November 10th between 11:30 and 12, for the first time in several weeks, and was wondering if it was RRI Merauke back on the air. Marconi Radio International, the 30-watt station in Italy, tells me more test broadcasts are planned on 11390. November 14th from 1300 to 1430 UT, and November 15th from 09 until 13. Non-stop music and IDs in Italian, English, and Spanish. They want reports, including MP3 audio clips, sent to marconiradiointernational@gmail.com. Ron Howard says, well heard on a daily basis is Itoman Marine Radio in Japan, call sign JFE, on 8785 USB. November 5th at 1212 in Japanese, they were presumably giving hull information of each fishery ship. Reported as Korea, and therefore noncommittal as to whether it's from the north or south. Another oddity from Ron Howard in California, a spy station with numbers in Korean on 3276.9. November 7th at 13:35 until off at 13:38, and also on November 9th until 13:41. It seems to be regular. Wojciech Zaremba in Poland was hearing a strong carrier on 9400.7, Mengisovir Heterodyne to Denga Kurdistana on 9400 exactly. Is it jamming or something else, he wonders, November 2nd at 18:08. At this time, Kurdistan is transmitted via France. Wolfgang Büschel also heard this carrier on 9400.700, November 7th at 17:30, and suspect Turkey is indeed now jamming the Kurdistani program. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1799. Our website brings you much more, worldofradio.com. No thanks this week for financial support, as nothing further has been received. Via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. During the A season, I repeatedly had to correct people who thought they'd heard China Radio International via Mali during the 14 UTR on 17630 as listed. The trouble is, China was also transmitting in English via the much stronger and more easily heard site in East Turkestan. However, in the B season, I see that is no longer scheduled, so if you hear CRI in English after 14 on 17630, it really is via Mali now, as reported by Harold Froge in Michigan, November 5th at 1437. This includes the 15 UTR as well. For many months, we've not been hearing what used to be quite a good reliable signal from XEJ 970 in Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, and assumed it was off the air. Tim Hall in California has been going through many recordings he made during a de-expedition to the border inn between Nevada and Utah on September 26th, and among them was XEJ 970. Their slogan now is Pancho, and it's parallel to FM 99.1, but the power on AM is only 1 kilowatt. He says it's very weak compared to their old signal. Check their website at gradiomex.com. Estaciones por Ciudad. They also have a Facebook page going. I looked at that, and apparently from what people were saying, XEJ was off the air from 970 for a while last year. Something strange is going on in Ciudad Juarez, as that makes at least two stations which have drastically downsized, the other being XEROK 800. It is important to keep up with stations which are off the air, but we hope may come back. Ron Howard has another non-log update. PMA, the Cross Radio, Micronesia. Since May 10th, when Cyclone Dolphin hit them, they've been off the air and still missing November 8th from 4755.54. And here's a station which has come back from Mongolia. Ron Howard reports Mongolian Radio 2 on 4830. Heard November 2nd at 10:54. Previously, it was easy to confirm the ID by paralleling to the other Mongolian frequency, 4895. But now that's blocked by All India Radio, and Mongolia may still be off the air from that frequency. The sign-off time of 4830 varies a lot. Various days in early November, off by 1210, 1151, 11:40 past 12:09. Hiroyuki Kamatsubara noted on November 5th it stayed on until 14:59, so they may not have a routine schedule yet. Acker Peterson in Denmark via Pladex was also hearing this on November 6th from Sign On at 23:02. This is not in Ulaanbaatar, but in the regional city of Altai. He says the signal was much, much weaker than when it disappeared last January using 10 kilowatts. No carriers noted on 4895 or 7260. The mighty KBC from Netherlands was back on 7395, Saturday, November 7th at 23 until 02 on November 8th. The previous week, they were on 7350, apparently due to a mistake at the now in Germany transmitter site. However, in much of North America, we could hardly hear it due to poor propagation, leading me to wonder, why does it have to broadcast via Germany? If they're trying to reach North America, they should use a U.S. station such as WRMI or WBCQ. Craig Christ says that is not likely while they have a contract with Germany. Ron Howard says the only semi-active NBC station currently being heard from Papua New Guinea is the one on 3260 Madang. Heard November 2nd until off at 1215, November 3rd until 1208. but not on November 4th, and on none of those dates were there any signals on 3275 or 3365. This time for us to hear, Radio Hargeisa Somaliland is around Sinon 0333 on 7120. Checking November 9th, it was quite weak, and I noticed that I could hear modulation only on the lower sideband, not upper sideband. So I wonder if this is habitual for that transmitter, just like amateurs on 40 meters. From HFCC, via communication of the British DX Club, here's the complete English schedule of Channel Africa, South Africa, Monday through Friday only. 03 to 04, 3345 and 6155. 04 to 05, 3345. 05 to 06, 7230. 06 to 07, 7230 and 15255. 07 to 12, 9625. 15 to 16, 9625. And 17 to 18, 15235. Tim Tromp in Western Michigan really pulls in the International Medium Wave DX using a North DKAZ antenna. He reports this on 1755 kHz, Valencia Radio in Palma, Balearic Islands of Spain, October 29th at 2236. Very weak, part of a network of coastal maritime stations in upper sideband. This one is in Palma, the capital city of the Balearic Islands. There were two mentions of Valencia, which he recorded parallel to an even weaker transmission on 1767 kHz from Cabo Gata at the same time. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal hears these more easily. There are lots of European weather stations in the 1700 kHz area, but they're hardly ever reported from North America. Another missing shortwave station is Radio Miraya, from and to South Sudan. The broadcast at 03 to 06 UT was on 11560 in the A15 season, but no longer heard since October 25th, says Ivo Ivanov, nor on the frequency they used in the B14 season, which was 9940. Kai Ludwig in Germany comments it would be a closure after exactly 8 years, not a surprise considering that they claim to have about 26 FM transmitters at radio-miraya.org. The shortwave run started in 2007 in Slovakia. They left for another provider in 2011, and that spelled the end for Rimavská Sobota, because operating it for only a few hours, or just 3 days a week, was not viable. Then they were for a year on one of the very last shortwave customers of Ukraine until the Luk facility was decommissioned in 2012. They were also via Bulgaria, Moldova, and finally France. On October 30th, November 7th and 8th at least, at 0630 UT, I was getting the Voice of America with a very strong signal on 6080. Hard to believe it was the São Tomé site as registered. And I finally confirmed that indeed Greenville was substituting for São Tomé temporarily, where they were having some problems with their antennas or transmitters. By November 11th, however, the signal was weak again, so I assume they handed it back to São Tomé. Too bad, because on weekdays, International Edition newscast was being carried at 0630. After we pointed out that it was clashing with Colombia on 5910, Kim Elliott says there's a new frequency for his VOA radiogram, Saturdays at 0930 to 10 UT, 5865. That's the first transmission via Greenville. The others are Saturdays at 16 on 17580, UT Sunday at 0230 on 5745, and Sunday at 19:30 on 15670. Of course, there's another brief radiogram broadcast via the mighty KBC, UT Sundays around 0130. And I meant to mention when I was talking about that earlier, about their frequency problems, that Craig Christ says another frequency change is in the offing, which I'm sure will be publicized. WRMI has realigned its schedule. I'm afraid, resulting in two World of Radio airings being lost. No longer heard Fridays at 23:30 on 5850 or Sundays at 23 on 11580. Tobias Squared in Germany informs us the latest about IRRS broadcasts of World of Radio via Challenger Radio in Italy. As of November 8th, Sunday, the first 11 minutes or so of World of Radio were heard at the shifted time of 22:04 until 22:15 UT on 846 kHz, also on 1368, a bit stronger, but with more interference. Also need to confirm whether World of Radio is still on WBCQ 9330, UT Friday at 0200. I could not hear it last week, perhaps only due to poor propagation. Also on that frequency, I heard something which is not on their schedule, which I believe to have been Radio Northern Ireland. This was ending UT Sunday, November 8th at midnight 59, probably started an hour earlier, as I believe Radio Northern Ireland was planning to continue those Saturday evening broadcasts, starting at midnight UT instead of 2300. I'm still hearing the Nashville, Tennessee station known as La Ranchera, which is really WMDB 880, on shortwave, slightly below 6220. I heard the ID November 10th at 0152. That's thanks to a relay via WNQM 1300 in Nashville, parasitically radiated by WWCR 7520, 1300 kilohertz away from that. And now there's a three-hour span each weeknight when that can happen between midnight and 0300. A few U.S. AM stations are broadcasting on one sideband only, as well as the carrier. KHAC 880 in New Mexico is well known for being heard on USB. And now I've run across another on 780, KCEG in Fountain, Colorado, The Ranch, playing country music. This was November 11th at 0531. If I switch to lower sideband, it would not interfere with WBBM while the two were mixing, tuning upper sideband. On a de-expedition in Michigan, Harold Froge was hearing WCKY Cincinnati 1530, transmitter in Kentucky on its second harmonic, 3060 kHz, November 8th at 1200, reading S8, but it was gone at 1220. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal notes strong modulation and possibly a new transmitter on 711.0 kHz from the Moroccan station SNRTR in El Aaiún, also known as Western Sahara, November 2nd at 1300, also October 29th at 2302, reactivated in Arabic. In the National Radio Club, Bruce Cotty in New Hampshire has also heard it on exactly 711. It had previously been off frequency 711.11. He logged it November 6th at 0500 with the Moroccan National Anthem. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 4 November 17th, 25 and 5 on November 30th and December 1st, when there will be a minor geomagnetic storm. Solar flux dropping to 100 November 17th to 18th, then rising to a peak of 120 November 28th to 30th. And that's World of Radio 1799. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the program and will make a point of hearing me again next week.